What are you and the board doing here in the early going?
Well, officially, the office doesn't get established until July 1st, and so the 7 board members have yet to be selected, and they won't be until after July 1st. So what I'm doing right now is just in the beginning stages of implementation planning. I'm doing some benchmarking with the Mayor's Office of Education and Innovation here in Indianapolis. They have a national award-winning office for charter schools. I'm also doing some best practice discussions with the National Association of Charter School Authorizers, NACSA, and learning about what some of the best practice policies and procedures are, and then also the kind of the nuts and bolts application, what does that look like, et cetera.
How many charter schools are there now in Indiana?
There are 62.
And is there a specific goal in mind for opening new charters as the board goes along?
The only goal that we've established for the board right now is that the first school authorized by this new entity will open its doors and be serving students next fall, the fall of 2012. But there's no specific number for that we would like to achieve in terms of charter schools. We just want to assure that there are a high number of high-quality schooling options for every student in Indiana.
And the board will review, and correct me if I'm wrong here, like review applications for sponsorships of new schools and that sort of thing?
That's correct. So we're going to establish a process whereby charter school applicants will submit a letter of intent and then from there submit an application. The application is then vetted by the board. We'll have, of course, some weigh-in from local experts as well as national experts in charter schools, and that will be supplemented by face-to-face interviews.
Is there a waiting list for youngsters to get into Indiana charter schools right now?
There are. Right now, the data that I have seen says that there are over 3,000 students that are on waiting lists to get into charter schools statewide.
Now, when this law was being debated in the General Assembly, there were opponents saying that creating more charter schools could weaken the existing public school system financially and otherwise, among other things. How do you respond to those concerns?
I think that the premise and promise of charter schools is that they're held to a higher level of accountability. The ultimate accountability is that they can be closed for lack of performance. And in exchange, they get to imbue lots of innovative practices into the school so that students who may not fit well within a one-size-fits-all approach can attend a charter school that better meets their needs.
Now, will these schools share transportation funding with existing public schools?
No, they will be responsible for their own transportation. And each charter school does it a bit differently depending on where they're located. Sometimes they will pay for bus transportation for all of their students, and other times they will ask students to find their own way to get to the school.
I see. Well, tell me about this board. It's going to be a 7-member board.
That's correct. The governor gets to have 2 appointments, and he also selects the chair of the board. And then the superintendent of public instruction selects 1 member who has to have experience with charter schools. And then, in addition, 4 members who cannot be legislators are appointed by the president pro tem of the Senate, one's appointed by the minority leader of the Senate, one's appointed by the speaker of the House of Representatives, and 1 by the minority leader of the House of Representatives.
And they will serve X number of years?
Correct.
And you'll be based in Indianapolis?
Correct.
Now, you previously were president of the Mind Trust, that's an education reform organization in Indianapolis. Are you still involved with that group?
I am not, no. I'm employed by the Department of Education now.
Oh, I see. So you had to give that up.
Correct.
Well, what attracted you to this position?
Well, through my work with the Mind Trust and also in my prior role with the Richard M. Fairbanks Foundation, which is a private foundation in Indianapolis, I became convinced of how critically important it is to ensure that every child has the opportunity to learn and achieve to the best of his or her abilities. And I think that while they're not a panacea, charter schools are an excellent vehicle through which students from all backgrounds and of all academic abilities can really reach their full potential. So I'm really excited by the opportunity to be part of this initiative to help grow the supply of very high-quality charter schools around the state.
And again, the new law takes effect July 1st?
That's correct.
And you really get rolling after that?
Yep.
All right. Well, Claire Fidian-Green, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you so much.